You know, I have to admit, I'm not sure I want to think of myself as a lump of clay that is being formed by someone else's will into a shape of their intention and their design. I'd like to think that I have more to do with who I am in the world than that. I mean, I think that all of the readings that we've heard today are difficult. They're challenging in very similar ways, what with Jesus telling us that we must give up all of our possessions, carry our cross, love God even above family. And then there's this prophecy from Jeremiah of the potter throwing a pot, and the pot doesn't come out right, and the potter just squishes it back down and presumably starts over again and makes a new pot. I tried pottery once. I think it was like in summer school, you know, one of those things, or maybe it was summer camp. It's really hard. I think the only time I actually got something pot-shaped, it was, it had walls about that thick, okay? It's very difficult to get something to come out well, and it's not something that I ever managed to do. But that image of somebody else forming us is still challenging for me. You know, how do we hear, how are we to hear this message about God forming us from Jeremiah? Well, I never did learn how to throw pottery, but this summer I did have another experience of refinishing some furniture. We got a call early in the summer from Alice's Aunt Meg, and Grandma, Nana Helen, had left a dining room set to Cousin Helen, another Helen in the family, and Helen couldn't use it anymore, and Meg told us if we would pay for the shipping from, I think it was it South Carolina? Something like that, way, way far and gone, then we could have this dining room set. And we needed a bigger table for our dining room anyway, so we said, sure. Well, it turns out the shipping was $1,300. And this thing arrives, and I pull the packing blankets off of it, and I look at it, and I thought, oh my God, I wouldn't have paid $100 for this in a secondhand store. The finish was completely crazed from sun damage and just all cracked, and there were watermarks on the top of the tabletop, and every single chair was loose. You know, the joints where they're supposed to be glued together, they were just sort of rattling around, you know. Everything was loose. And the upholstery. Okay, if they had made shag carpeting and put it on chairs, this would have been that, okay? It was horrible. It was this deep orange corduroy that was just horribly faded to like this orangey yellow. It was just really, really bad. And we looked at it, and I thought, well, I've got some time on my hands, so let me see what I can do. And we took the seats off, and I took a rubber mallet, and I began just whacking the chairs apart so that I could put it back together again and glue it. And it wasn't even hard, just tap, tap, boink, things would fall off. So I glued the chairs back together, and I had to go out and buy some bar clamps to do that, big clamps on a bar so that you can get something big like a chair glued together. And I only bought 3 bar clamps. I really needed 4 to do one chair, as it turns out, but I managed with some straps to make it work. But you can only do one chair at a time, and then you'd have to let the glue set and then move on to the next chair. I re-glued them, and then I began stripping them, and I used a very good product called Citrus Strip. And the thing that's good about it is that A, it works, and B, it doesn't stink, okay? You would think that with stripping something like varnish off of furniture, it would stink horribly. It didn't, but it was slow work. It would take an entire day just to strip one chair. And it took 2 days to do the pedestal that the table stood on. There must have been 100 layers of furniture polish on the, and of course the furniture polish is all worked into every single little groove and filigree and shape on this table. But this interesting thing happened. As I worked on this and glued the pieces back together and stripped the old furniture polish and varnish and stain off of this table, I began to see its original beauty. It began to be revealed as this beautiful piece of furniture that just needed some love, some loving care to allow it to be as beautiful as it was. And I think that that's what's going on. That's the missing piece in this story about the potter. Because the potter is not just forcing his or her will on the clay and forming a pot or a plate or a bowl. The potter is engaged in a creative act, and there's an element of love in that. As I worked on this table and the original colors of the wood were revealed, I realized that it was beautiful, and I really fell in love with it. It's hard not to fall in love with something that you spend that much time with, okay? It took 3 weeks to do this project, and when I was done, it really was beautiful. The top of the table has this golden glow as the wood, the grain of the wood shines through the varnish that I put on there. And I think that that is the piece that we need to hold on to. That God is shaping us not with force or with will, but with love. And that we're engaged in this creative act of becoming in our loving relationship with God, and that through God's love of us and by living in loving relationship with one another and God, we can become who God dreams us to be, who God wills us to be. We can become who we are meant to be through this loving relationship. And that's what I did on my summer vacation. Thank you very much.